Here at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, I'm with David from FMC. And David, could you introduce yourself for me, please?
Hi, I'm David Wheeler. I'm the Technical Business Manager for FMC.
All right. Well, David, we're going to talk about stewardship and weed management and the stewardship and weed management program that FMC is promoting with a little infographic to farmers here at the Farm Machinery Show. And talking about taking your stewardship and weed management to the next level. So give me an overview of that, please.
Well, basically what we're trying to do is educate farmers on the use of some of the older tools that we've had in our toolbox for a long time that haven't been used in a long time based on our reliance on the Roundup Ready technology. So now with our weed resistance issues that we have, we've got to re-educate ourselves on how to properly use those tools. Which can be a little more complicated than what we've used in the past. So we're trying to get growers to take a look 12 months ahead of the application and 12 months behind the application on what their plans are so that we make sure that we maximize our weed control for maximum production, but also manage resistance issues and avoid overusing a single active ingredient or mode of action. But that also we protect ourselves against crop injury by stacking multiple or the same mode of action on top of each other, which can eventually accumulate in the soil and cause issues. So we want to try to help folks avoid that.
Tying the weed management in with stewardship is a different concept to tell farmers that this is part of the way they take care of the land, right?
That's right. That's right. And so a farmer, really, when he goes back to using a soil-applied herbicide, has to take all the complex reactions that happen in the soil into account to determine how that soil-applied herbicide is going to work in terms of controlling weeds and also the impacts that those soil characteristics can have on crop safety.
So the first thing you're having farmers do then this season is take a look back to last season, correct?
That's right.
Okay, tell me about that.
So we want to make sure that we understand what we've used in the past and how that might interact with what we're going to use this spring. And so if we're typically using a lot of ALS chemistry in one season or maybe a fall application of ALS, we want to make sure we don't stack another ALS on top of that in the spring. And you know, years ago when we only had one or two ALS products, it was a little easier to do that. But now we have so many of them out there, we just want to make sure we avoid stacking. And that's just one example. We want to make sure we do that with all modes of action to make sure we're not stacking them on top of each other for resistance management reasons, but also for crop safety purposes.
What are the products that FMC offers to help farmers with their stewardship and weed management program?
Well, are primarily our pre-emergence herbicides, Authority brands, which many have become familiar with over the last several years, are great resistance management tools in soybeans, particularly for the pigweed and water hemp species that we've had so much trouble with. But also in corn, we've got an Anthem pre-emerge herbicide that's used for resistance management with those same species. It's a different mode of action, so it's an alternative way to alternate chemistry. The Anthem can also be used in soybeans, and we typically tie that in with an overlap system where we try to extend that residual for the full season. So we come down with an Authority product and follow it up in the crop with an Anthem. We get a full residual program all year long so we can stop those resistant weeds from ever coming out of the ground.
Right now at Farm Machinery Show, this is the time of year that farmers are making their decisions. So you're talking to farmers right now about what they want to do for this coming season. And what are you seeing as far as their acceptance to do new things and the kind of things that you're talking about? Because really it basically means a lot more work than they've had to do in the past, right?
That's right. It's more work and to a certain extent more expense as well on an upfront basis, but it's growers have learned that they can't continue to do the same thing over and over and over again, and most of it's been through personal experience on their farm, although a lot of them have seen what have happened to their neighbors when we over rely on one thing and after another. So the acceptance is growing very strongly in the last two or three years and will continue to here in the near future.
Well, you talked about using both old and new, some old practices that maybe we didn't have to use for a while. What are some of the things in particular you're talking about there?
Well, primarily pre-emergence herbicides for weed control. When we started coming out with the traits, we over-relied on post-emergent weed control, which allowed the weeds to come up. And then if we had a failure or we missed a weed, then that had the opportunity to become tolerant or resistant to the chemistry. So pre-emergence herbicides are the primary thing we use to make sure that that weed never comes out of the ground. And if we can do that, it can't become resistant.
That's the part of the infographic here that says that they reduce the weed seed bank. And some of these resistant weeds have a whole lot of seeds.
That's right. Water hemp or pigweed species can have up to 1 million seeds per plant, which if we let one of those go, then we know we've got problems for years to come. So that's the reason we want to put that pre-emergence herbicide down, to stop that weed seed bank from growing.
Well, you talk a lot about the what part the soil plays in herbicide effectiveness. So you touched on that a little bit. Can you expand upon that a little bit more about how the soil, and soils are different from, you know, one farm and one part of the farm to another in some cases.
That's right. And so what we want to avoid is just locking in on one rate of one herbicide and applying that across all soil types, because we know that soil tilth or soil texture has an impact on how available a soil applied herbicide can be for the plant to take up. And so if we have a heavier soil and we use a light rate, we're not likely to get the same level of weed control that we expect. If we use a heavy rate on a lighter soil like a sand, then we have a higher potential for crop response, which we want to avoid. So knowing the soil that we're using it on, knowing the pH of the soil, which also has an impact, is very important when you select the herbicide, but not just the herbicide, the rate that you're going to use as well.
And that's where the whole stewardship concept comes in once again, because we're kind of talking about using more chemicals than we've had to when we've had used these traits, and we've used in the past just had to use one type of weed control. But in doing what you're talking about, you're using it more efficiently. If you know where how much needs to be applied in which part of the field and that kind of thing, then you use it more efficiently, and it's better for the environment then.
That's absolutely correct, and that's what we want to do through this stewardship program, is help folks to understand the right rate at the right time for the right weed. And if we can help guys with that, then we're going to help them manage this problem. If we can stay in front of it, we'll eventually turn the tide on the resistance issue.
I like the right rate at the right time for the right weed. That takes the four R's to a different level, because you're actually having to take into account of what can control certain types of weeds, right?
That's right.
David, how does this kind of thing affect yields for farmers?
Well, certainly if we allow weeds to emerge in the crop, we know right from the beginning that they start to rob yield. And, weeds can grow, certain weeds like Palmer pigweed can grow up to 1 or 2 inches a day. And for every 1 to 2 inches, we can lose 1 to 3 bushels. So that's very important that we manage weeds from the beginning with a pre-emergence herbicide to maximize yield, which is always on a grower's mind, particularly today when we have more depressed crop prices. The way to manage our bottom line is to manage that yield.
Here at the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.